We're driving driving through Wiltshire. Very nice countryside, sky, ground, all that sort of thing. Natural marriage of natural resources. And I'm looking out the window, because I don't come from that part of the world, and I said, what's that over there? It was sort of a sort of low grey concrete thing. It was all surrounded by fields, really nice trees, but there's this sort of low, like a sort of a large square of concrete, like the foundation of a building that hadn't been built. But it had little walls, about a foot high or something, looked like that, maybe 2 foot high, 2 foot high. And in fact, it was a sort of top of it, and was a sort of flat roof. And I thought, oh, I see. And then I pointed as a car got past it. I said, what was that? And the country person who was with me said, that's where they keep pigs. I thought, oh, yes, I see, that's where they keep pigs. And the sun was shining down, and grass was green, and it was all very lovely driving in the country. And I suddenly thought that what that building must have been like from the inside. Pigs. In there. Pigs. In there. Fields, really nice trees, but there's this sort of low, like a sort of a large square of concrete, like the foundation of a building that hadn't been built. But it had little walls, about a foot high or something, looked like that, maybe 2 foot high, 2 foot high. And in fact, it was a sort of the top of it, and it was a sort of flat roof. And I thought, oh, I see. And then I pointed as a car got past it. I said, what was that? And the country person who was with me said, that's where they keep pigs. I thought, oh, yes, I see, that's where they keep pigs. And the sun was shining down, and grass was green, and it was all very lovely driving in the country. And I suddenly thought that what that building must have been like from the inside. Pigs. In there. 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 I don't like this. Living in there.
dyspepsia. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. It's just something you should listen to.
Eclectic dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio. Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod.
Progressive rock, krautrock, out jazz, experimental music, electronica, the avant-garde, and sounds from various undergrounds, then you should tune in, turn on, and drop by the Sonic Subversion Show with Brian Cox every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on Radio Valencia.
Yeah.
is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat. And when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia because they play that good roots shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
1, 2, 3, 4. Maybe that spider knows something that I don't know, cause I'm goddamn cold. Little white monkey staring at the sand. Well, maybe that monkey figured out something I couldn't understand. Who knows? On a dancing crab, and I stopped to watch it shake. I said, dance with me just one more time before you hibernate and you come out of crab cake. Turtle snapping at a shell. Ah, there's mysteries inside, I know, but what they are, I just can't tell for sure. And hey, a little baby crow, you're looking kinda mean. I think I oughta split before you start letting off your steam for sure. Sexy pig, you made it with a man, and now you've got a little kid with hooves instead of hands. And no, all of the animals, all the animals. And hey there, little mockingbird, they sing about you in songs. Oh, where you been? Have you broke a wing? I haven't heard you in so long. And hey there, little albatross, swimming in the air. Ah, come on, you know I can't fly, and I think we really gotta play fair. And hey there, Mr. Happy Squid, you move so psychedelically. You hypnotize with your magic dance all the animals in the sea, for sure. Son, what kind of creature are you? I can't stare, but I know you're there. Goddamn, how I wish I knew. And hey there, Mrs. Lovely Moon, you're lonely and you're blue. It's kind of strange the way you change, but then again, we all do too.
It makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Just give that rhythm everything you've got. Oh, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
to this hot new radio station out of the Mission.
Wow, what's it called?
It's called Radio Valencia.
Cool. Well, how are we listening to this?
I'm listening to it on the internet.
The internet?
The internet!
You can listen to radio stations on the internet?
You can listen to radio stations on the radio or on the internet.
Wow, how do we listen to it on the radio?
On the radio dial?
Yeah.
It's 87.7 on your FM dial.
And
or RadioValencia.fm on your internet dial.
Wow, do you like the Ramones?
I love the Ramones, chicken, because you told me to.
Sur de Texas nació un chilpayate de raza mexicana y corazón a todo mecate, armado con un sueño y la guitarra de su madre, pagó el costo de su obra con el precio de su sangre. Él es el rey de mil canciones, él es el rey de las ilusiones, rompió la ley de tradiciones, y el pueblo se encontró al nuevo rey de los chingones. El tercero de 10 hijos a Los Ángeles retó, junto a amigos y compadres, y con sopa les pagó. Mostró al mundo que podía criar obras de valor, y a los viejos peces gordos les causó un gran temor. Él es el rey de mil canciones, él es el rey de las ilusiones. We'll be right back.
This is Maurice Tanny from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia. Sitting there was a giant jack-o'-lantern.
It looks like a pumpkin pie with his clothes on,
said Aaron.
It's a magic jack-o'-lantern.
Who said that?
I said that.
The jack-o'-lantern said that.
That must be magic,
said Josh.
Hey, how come you have a flashlight inside your head?
Because candles and other burning things are very dangerous. You should carry a flashlight, too, when you go trick-or-treating.
And Teeny said,
we got one.
Good. Now, if you take me trick-or-treating with you, I'll make some scary sounds for you.
Like what?
Said Teeny, and Jack-o'-lantern said,
like ghosts in the wind. Listen.
Watch out for ghosts. Wasn't that scary?
Yes.
Make some more scary sounds.
I will, later, if you take me trick-or-treating.
Come on, let's go.
And so Josh and Edward and Aaron and Teeny and Jack-o'-lantern went off trick-or-treating.
Who goes first?
We all go together. You shouldn't go trick-or-treating alone.
Okay.
Trick-or-treat.
Come on in.
I'm sorry, we're not supposed to go into houses of strangers.
You're right. I'll go get you a treat. Now, you just wait right there, and I'll be right back.
Make another scary sound, Mr. O'Lantern.
How about the wickedest witch in the world?
What was that scary sound?
The wickedest witch in the world.
Oh. Okay, here's your treats.
Thank you. Come on, let's go to the next house.
Hey, wait for me.
And me.
And they all had a wonderful time trick-or-treating all around the neighborhood, being careful to look both ways before they crossed the street. And when they got home with all their treats, they sat down in a circle around Jack-o'-lantern, who said,
would you like to hear a scary Halloween story?
Yes.
This is the story of a haunted house. In it lived a ghost, a skeleton, and a bat. Last Halloween, when they were getting ready to go out to scare everyone, they went into the closet to put on their scariest costumes when suddenly the wind blew through the spider webs covering the windows and the door slammed shut, locking them in the closet where they have lived for a whole year waiting for you to come into the haunted house to let them out. You come through the front door, 7 steps away from that closet. You take the first step. It's dark and quiet. You take the second step. The third step. You know what's behind that closet door. You take the fourth step. You take the fifth step. You take the sixth step. You're 1 step away from the ghost, the skeleton, and the bat. You take the seventh step. Don't be scared. Open the door.
It sure was a good story, Mr. O'Lantern.
How did you learn to tell scary stories?
Well, one day I had a donut, and suddenly my mouth could talk.
A donut?
That's right. Winchell's donuts do magic things to your mouth.
A Winchell's donut really, really does it. Donut!
And now, for all you girls and boys at home, I have some scary sounds for you.
Imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.